Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
Going to be so great.
I know. And then
the birthday cake.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Blue
and that
birthday cake.
That one's relatively easy to make. And you know, we did get the big blue tablecloth to cover the door.
Awesome. So. Hey, we're doing a podcast. How about that?
Hey, that's fantastic.
Coleraine Connection number 19 in progress. Hey everybody, how you doing? I am Steve Luc Picard.
And I am Lori Amidala.
Welcome to our galaxy. we've got a quickie. We gotta knock out here. We're gonna talk about the last two episodes of Down Gilead Lane, the hit family radio drama.
Yes,
those would be the
hits from the last two episodes because people seem to really like these ones.
Yeah. Well, you know, not surprised.
No,
yeah.
As I already said, they were my favorites too, and I'm so glad that everybody else liked them as well.
Two episodes that go together but don't have the same title.
And we made a record. We broke a record so
That's
far.
That's right.
So we like that.
Yeah, so episode 10-5, Sand Castles in Storms.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was?
Is God in Pittsburgh.
Yes, 10-06.
And I think we found out the answer to that one.
Yes, of course. So we'll be discussing those two episodes of Down Gilead Lane. We'll be taking a look at your mail, your comments and questions. And, of course, the big hit from not the last podcast, because that was a special one, but the one before that, deleted scenes. Yes,
we will have
deleted scenes from both of those episodes.
Because Lori is long-winded.
And then we'll also be discussing our next couple of shows.
Yeah, and another teaser, too.
I don't know if we're going to put teasers in.
I don't know, but we do have a teaser for something that's not really in a next episode.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we'll catch up on that later.
Okay.
But first,
yes,
we should start things out, don't you think?
Let's do it.
The official review thread for 10-5 Sandcastles and Storms went up live on 4/25. That's April 25th. And it broke records.
Wow.
It did. We've now
what
got
kind
this
of records?
Polling system on the message boards.
Yes.
Where you can vote. Didn't like it, did like it, you know, whatever. And this episode got the most votes for five stars this season.
The greatest number of five stars. Wow.
Exactly. There were 18 five-star votes this season, whereas before they kind of been pretty evenly spaced. And there were no one-star votes on this one either.
Cool. Well, so, you know, the thing is, the voting's not done yet. The voting
can go in and vote anytime.
Maybe sometime in the future, people will go back and re-listen to episode 3 and be like, now that I've said that, I'll be skewing the votes. People will want to do that.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to use that word. It feels like we should be using the word skew today. So
sorry.
That's okay.
I'm all askew today.
Well,
hey, you know what?
You can skew the votes.
I'll talk about that later. I had some kind of cool news. But yes, we are right now talking about 10-05. I got to stay on task.
Yes, we do. Sandcastles in Storms. And
yes.
It's very, very well received. Of course, you know, I've been building up to this one for a while. These are episodes that I wrote. And these were favorites of mine for this season. I love these episodes.
A lot of cool response on just kind of the metaphor, the idea of, you know, the importance of foundations and how we build our lives on a foundation of some kind. So
exactly.
We were able to kind of look across the street and see what the construction people are doing there on Gilead Lane on Mr. Key's old property and kind of draw that metaphor into what's going on in Hope's life. That was kind of cool.
Yes, and a lot of people were angry about the way we ended it. But it was a two-parter, so it was kind of required to end it with a little cliffhanger.
Yep.
And yeah, these episodes people have been asking for a while. They wanted to know more about Hope Turner and what kind of life she has had and how she got to the Morrisons. And this episode tells you a little bit.
Yeah, it just kind of whets the appetite, sort of.
It does.
Yeah.
And it tells you a lot about Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's true. A lot of great trivia there on your old stomping grounds.
That's right.
I kind of still want to go to that place that gives you the big, huge tray full of French fries.
That's the O.
Yeah.
It is the O, and it is in Oakland. And literally, like, when I went there, I said to my friend Jason, should I order fries to go with my hot dog? No, dude, don't. And I said, seriously? And he's pointing to these huge trays of fries. And I had thought there were groups of college kids that were ordering massive sizes of French fries just so they could all eat together. Oh, no. Each order of fries just overflows on the tray.
Wow.
Absolutely huge. And they, I believe they even double cook their hot dogs there.
Nice.
They cook them once, and then they cook them again and make them crispy on the outside.
Okay. It's lunchtime. You got to stop.
Okay. I'm sorry. We won't talk about Permane Brothers then either.
Okay. Thank you. Because we will start to hear my stomach growling in this podcast if you keep going.
Okay. Well, we won't talk about that. We could talk about the world famous Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Sure. Lynn Swann, Terry Bradshaw. You know, this is when I was a kid. I remember the famous Steelers team from like the late 70s, early 80s in that era.
Yep.
Yeah.
The team with 5 Super Bowl wins. So, you know, we are Steelers fans in my house. We really are. In fact, when we were at NRB, we got a shirt. I got a shirt in a gift bag.
Yes.
And it was nothing Steelers related, but it was black and gold. And when I came home and took it out, my son thought that I had gone to see the Steelers.
Oh, wow.
They were really upset with me. And I said, no, it really wasn't the Steelers. But yes. And Hope had asked in a previous episode about people in Pittsburgh. So we know that she had some questions about Pittsburgh before.
Isn't that interesting? That was sort of foreshadowing.
Yes.
That's what we call that in the dramatic world.
From what, more than a season ago?
Yeah.
You want to see what some people had to say?
Yes, I would love to hear what people were saying about that episode.
Okay, Laurie had to say that this was this isn't me, by the way.
Yeah.
An absolutely phenomenal episode. I loved it, and I have to agree with Daniel R. How could you possibly end it that way?
Sorry.
Everybody said that.
Yep.
And she also said the MP3 version of Sandcastles and Storms is even better than the broadcast version. So if you want a spectacular version of an already amazing episode, just buy the CBH MP3.
Yeah, that's not us talking. That's somebody who actually downloaded it and listened to it.
Yep, and J-Man even gave it 5 stars. So it's cool. Up there. And he pointed out he doesn't usually give 5 stars very lightly.
Oh, my goodness.
So a lot of people were talking about that. A lot of people were talking about where we left it hanging.
Yep.
They did mention that there was no Justin, but, you know, Justin's away at college. He does have to study every now and then.
There was also no Brooke in that one.
No, because she's away studying at college. Yep. And Kat Loves to Write said, is it just me or are the DGL episodes getting better every week?
Nice.
And they said that the only problem was that there was no number above a 5. She wanted to give it 6 stars.
Wow, cool.
So that was really cool. And it just seems like this one was really, really popular. I even had somebody who caught me on instant message and said, you know, this was awesome. So people were pulling their hair out waiting for 10-6. I mean, it was
highly anticipated because, of course, the way we chose to end.
Cliffhanger.
Right.
And so Mr.
As far as 10-6 goes, I think probably the appeal of the episode was twofold. You know, a lot of people were saying that they loved to hear kind of the backstory on Hope, specifically on her dad's side of things. We haven't really had ever much about her dad. But then also the fact that Hope became a Christian, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of people commented that they usually don't like salvation scenes that much.
Yeah, and on that subject of, you know, portraying someone's salvation moment, you know, in a show, it's a fine line, man. It's tough. It's like there's a couple of different philosophies. One is that, you know, that moment is such a, you know, significant and like intimate and personal moment in a person's life. Do we really want to, like, you know, shine a spotlight on that and kind of like show it for all the world? You know, sometimes we have in the past chosen to kind of like respect that personalness and that intimacy, and, you know, we'll fade out as that moment is happening. But then there have been other times where, you know, the other philosophy is, you know, we want to be able to portray what that looks like and what that sounds like and how that conversation goes to somebody who might be listening, who might be in that moment for themselves, you know. So for this one, we did choose to show the whole thing and portray the whole thing. And I'm glad that we were able to pull it off and not sound, fake, you know, mm-hmm. and not cheapen or take anything away from the significance of that kind of moment. And I think that a lot of the folks on the message boards, they respected that, you know, and they appreciated it. So
several
so
people mentioned that scene and how hope was so real. And
yeah.
And we had a reference to a listener
yeah,
in this episode.
That was kind of interesting how that worked out. J-Man,
mm-hmm.
he in his review, he was one of those who said, I'm not such a huge fan of salvation scenes, but he said this one was good, so that's cool.
Good.
But he also said about Jay, Hope's dad, about mm-hmm. his name being Jay. Yes, his name is Jay.
J-A-Y.
Yes, J-A-Y. Cahill. And at one point in the flashback scene between Jay and Rob, Rob calls him J-Man. He says something about, I just cleaned up the basketball court with you, J-Man, or something like that. And we have this, you know, message boards person. In fact, you know, we just did the season 9 awards. It was hosted on his website. J-Man is his mm-hmm. Screen name on the message boards. It was completely unintentional. It was just kind of a coincidence, right?
I think so, unless I intended it. I mean, these were really difficult episodes to write, and
true. And there was a big process in the writing.
There
process.
Was. These were, I think, some of the longest episodes it took to write because, at that point, I had injured two of my fingers.
Yeah, that's true.
You remember, and I couldn't.
And Lori is such a, you know, Lori is such a, you know, fan marketing person. I guess that's grassroots marketing is what you call it. She forgets more ideas about marketing than I will ever have. So it could be that she meant to, you know, have a little nod, a little wink to our message boards community by using that J-Man reference. But then maybe you just forgot.
Because as Steve pointed out, it is in the script. J-Man.
Just the way he
so we're gonna go with the Lori intended it that way, and it's just been so long since I wrote the episodes that I had kind of forgotten I slipped that in there.
Okay, sounds good.
That's the party line, my friend.
All right. Another thing that I wanted to address, Bella, she gave the show 6 out of 5 stars,
which
so
I love.
That's
that.
Awesome. Yep, she was one of those. But she also asked, and you know what, I I'm assuming Bella is a she. I always make that mistake. I look at a person's screen name and kind of guess if they're a he or a she. So anyway, I hope Bella is a she because that's what I'm going to call her.
Mm-hmm.
Was the actor for Rob the same actor that acted as Tim in that Oh Little Town of Coleraine, the one where Tim was all grown up?
Which was a long time ago. That's a
that
pretty
was.
Good, that's a pretty
yeah.
good memory there.
That was, by the way, that was Lori's first Down Gilly Lane
that
script.
That was my very
but
first
one. Anyway, the answer is no. Different actor played Rob. In fact, it's a guy that is local here who works at a radio station here in Grand Rapids. But he did a good job not sounding like a DJ. He did a good job of just sounding like a regular person as Rob. And it seems like there was another question about the
somebody asked
Jay.
If Jay was the same actor as Robert at the orphanage in Peru.
And that is a big no.
Nope.
The guy who played Jay, this was his first time ever on Down Gilead Lane. Same thing with Rob. So both new guys, and mm-hmm. they are not the same as anybody else you've ever heard on Gilead.
Yes, so. And La Pianista also pointed out here
yes?
that did anyone realize that when you get Hope's initials, including the Morrison, you get HTM, unless she has a middle name, and then it's like a website, HTML. Get it?
Huh. So, yeah. Does she have a middle name?
You know, I don't know. I'll have to go back and look in the Gilead yeah. Bible and see what we've got there. And
look that up.
We got another really great review with huge letters that said the episode
yes.
was incredible. I like when people do that. So that was Super Becca said, I thought the episode was amazing. And everybody wants to hear what's in the letter.
Oh, yes.
We
yes.
left the letter hanging.
We did. You know, I just have to say here, people, that we may never hear what's in that letter. Just,
that was a
just
creative decision
so you know.
By Lori.
Yeah. We might at some time in the future that moment might happen.
I have a plan for that, but I don't know if they're going to let my plan happen, so we'll just have to see.
Right. Well,
stunned
we've got
Steve with that because he's not sure
about
my
plan.
Wah, Lori and her evil plan.
One of those moments. Lori's got an evil plan.
Yes.
And that pretty much is most of what the prevailing opinions were on those episodes. It was great stuff and a big congratulations to Lori, I think, on setting records, I think, with fans. That was cool.
Well, thank you.
But, yeah, but I want to make sure that we take the opportunity and not let this pass, you know, because in the episode, I mean, there were a lot of cool themes, you know, about foundations and, you know, about the importance of the role of parents in our lives and those kind of things. You know, but the bottom line was about how we need Jesus in our lives. I mean, that was the thing that Hope came away with, and that was why it was, I think, in my opinion, that was primarily why it was so well received. But I want to make sure that everybody listening to us knows this, you know, that it isn't just about the church you go to or the, you know, entertainment choices that you make and the kind of stuff that you listen to, the kind of radio stations that you listen to. It's about Jesus and knowing him. And if you aren't sure about that, I just want to really, really encourage you to, first of all, just believe that he is right there with you, just waiting to talk with you. And then just pray. I mean, you know, that just talk as if he really is there. Believe that that's true. Talk to him. Open up. Pour out your heart, just like Hope did. You know, she was just talking like real Hope. She wasn't saying special words or anything like that.
Yeah, there's no particular script that you have to do to get it right.
Right. Yeah. And I'm serious, people. This is the thing. This is what we're here for.
It's the biggest, most important thing. Everything else is by the side.
Yep. As a Gilead team, that we may talk about a lot of different subjects and important subjects. And, you know, some of us agree with some of them, maybe not so much agree so much with others, but this is what we are totally unified on.
Yes.
That we want to make sure is clear, that it is all about Jesus. Life is all about following him and having him a part of your life. And he will change your life if you allow him to, if you open up and talk to him and begin that conversation and begin just bringing him into your everyday, life will change.
So. Yes, definitely so.
All right. Well, with that, I do believe it's time to open up the mailbag, right?
I think so. And we have something special to open up the mailbag with this time, don't we?
That's right. Yes, it is not a haiku by Steve. I know that at the in the last regular Funcast, we basically, I accepted the challenge to write my own haiku, and I did. But we're just going to put it on the back burner for now because we want to make sure that we don't miss out on this haiku that was written some time ago by Boink.
Yes, and we want to thank Daniel R. for bringing that to our attention.
Yes, thank you. Somehow we missed it. Boink submitted it to the Coloring Connection thread on the message board some time ago.
And we're sorry that
we missed it. Yes, we it wasn't on purpose. We weren't ignoring Boink. So that's what we're going to read. Let's get the old banjo going, Cal.
Stomp your shoe.
Here we go
with the mail haiku.
Okay, here it is. The mailman has come. The mailbox is full of mail. Read the letters now. Very good. Yes, thank you, Boink.
Yes,
all right.
We like that.
So taking a look at our CC Funcast mailbox, I have this one. You may be familiar with Redeemed by God's Love.
Yes.
That message board screen name. Well, that person sent us this email. Hey, CBH, my name is Redeemed by God's Love from the message boards, and I have been a DGL listener for a long time now. I love Hope's character, and in the last two episodes, I have become very curious about Hope's past. I was wondering if you could do more flashbacks of Hope's past, maybe even some dealing with her horrible memories. I know that when kids have gone through that type of stuff, they usually get nightmares about their past. Maybe Hope can have some. And like Laurie said on the message boards, that would be Laurie, not you, Laurie.
Right.
I would love to hear more about Hope's mom. Thank you so much for all that you put into these episodes. I think maybe that was Redeemed by God's Love's attempt to get us to take her even more seriously, because
probably.
I think she probably said the same thing, or he, she, whatever, said the same thing on the message boards, and as they noted, also Lori said that. But if you send us an email, maybe we'll take you even more seriously, you think?
That's a way to guarantee it, because we always check the mailbag.
That is so true.
There's so much happening on the message boards, we can't read every single post on the podcast, so
yep, right.
That's what's going on. And I need to make a little side note here. If you hear jingling in the background, we got
Christmas
a new
time?
Puppy.
Oh, okay.
And he's got a little collar and a tag, and right now he's trying to dig up my carpet so that he can make his spot more comfortable.
All right. Well, maybe he wants to bury a bone in the living room.
Well, you know, there have been moments where he's tried that. We've only had him for a couple of days, but wow, he's kind of a... He did a lap of the house the other night. Just...
Wow.
Yeah, one of those things. But we have a mailbag.
Yes.
And so let's
back
get
to
Redeemed
by God's Love.
Yeah.
Backstory, flashbacks on hope. Now, I think this person wrote this after episodes 5 and 6. Yeah, so she's talking about...
The whole kit and caboodle there.
Yeah. I mean, we've... You know, we've never really... Let me think here. We've had Hope talk about, you know, life with her grandma and life with her mom. We've now seen a little bit of a glimpse into the life of Hope's dad. You know, he never really knew her, but he knew about her, and we know that from the flashback scene from this episode. But have we ever actually had a scene of, like, Hope with her mom or with her grandma?
We did with grandma.
Yes, that's right. You're right.
I think we did, but... the way that I view Hope's past is like a puzzle.
Uh-huh.
And we, the powers that be, have all the pieces of the puzzle, and it's all in place in front of us. We know where it starts. We know, you know, where it ends, you know. But the listeners, you're going to get pieces of the puzzle. And I think that that actually helps to the with the mystery
a little definitely.
Bit.
I mean, so we'll only dole out the information in sort of disconnected, random, little, minor bits and pieces. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, I would, yeah, I suppose.
And it's up to the listener to try to figure out how they all piece together.
Yeah, and then at some point, you will have all of Hope's past strung together absolutely perfectly, creating a beautiful picture, because I think that that's the way God works.
Oh, so when we're in the middle of it, we don't really see what he's doing, but it's
right.
Not until
it doesn't
after
make a lot of sense. But
we can kind of get the big picture.
But God has the picture and the puzzle pieces all in front of him, and he's putting them together. And we just need to wait till we get to the end to see what he does with each of our lives. And I think that Hope's a really good example of that.
Yeah, that's...
That's very deep,
that's
isn't it?
That's pretty cool, yeah. Good job. All right, so hope that works for you, Redeemed by God's Love. What else have we got, Lori?
We have an awesome, awesome email from Debbie from WRAF 90.9 and 88.5 FM.
So are you saying that she listens to that station?
No, I am saying it seems that she works at that station.
Oh.
It's Miss Deb. With the Adventure Club. And, of course, you know, we got the email and, you know, I clicked away and got to Miss Deb's blog, Oh Stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's very cool. They're doing giveaways of Down Gilead Lane and the one-year devotional book for kids. They also, they play our program, and Miss Deb loves pictures of crazy animals. So there's some really great, crazy pictures there of dogs and cats and animals.
So and people are going to have to go check out her blog site. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's WRAFAdventureClub.net. We'll give a little shout out to her because she airs Down Gilead Lane every Saturday at her station. And she's the host. And so that's WRAFAdventureClub.net. And she wrote to us before this weekend's episode aired, before 10-6 aired.
Uh-huh.
And she had listened to it ahead of time and said, I just wanted to let you know this week's DGL episode is God in Pittsburgh is amazing. I loved it, and I can't wait to air it on Saturday. So we very much appreciate you, Miss Deb.
Yes.
And we appreciate you airing Down Gilead Lane, and I am honored that you enjoyed the episode so much. And I hope your listeners loved it, too.
Yeah. And do we know where WRAF broadcasts?
Toccoa Falls, Georgia.
Georgia. Cool. All right. Well,
So thank you, Miss Deb.
Yeah, that is really cool to hear from one of our affiliates who is also a fan.
Yes, and we had a couple comments on the Coloring Connection thread at the message board that we can throw in here.
Okay.
Katie2291996.
Whoa.
Got that?
Okay.
either that or it's 229.
You know what that means?
What?
I believe that must be saying that Katie was born on Leap Day.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, 229-1996. Or that's just her favorite day.
Oh, that might be. It only comes around once every 4 years, so.
Yeah, which it just came around not too long ago.
Yeah.
But Katie, 2291996, says, yes. Poor me has never been mentioned. I wonder why. I am a faithful listener to The Coloring Connection, and I love it very much. With huge letters and parentheses, you know, egg. Whatever that is. Exclamation point.
Uh-huh.
Lori's having one of those days. And so I told her that we would do better. Well, I'm sorry that we have missed her. So now she's been mentioned.
Yes.
And we are very glad that she loves the podcast. That's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Katie said that she had also emailed us her haiku, but she has never heard it. So she was wondering if it was, you know, she actually said, was it dumb or did they just not get it? I'm kind of going for that didn't get it thing.
Yeah, definitely not dumb.
Neither of us would say anything is dumb because I love hearing any and everything from listeners. So,
yes.
So Katie, why don't you resend that?
Please.
And what is that email address, Mr. Odell?
It is ccfuncast@gileadlane.org.
And we will use your haiku. You guys are doing really great on getting Steve his haiku excuses.
That's right. Keep them coming.
Yeah. So if you want to send that in, we will definitely. We love to use those.
Yes.
There was also a question about the what was it? The poll that we had on the CC Funcast blog site.
Yeah.
How is that going?
Well, it's pretty much a landslide.
That would be the end of the beginning.
Of the end of the beginning, yes, yes.
Yes.
I just haven't had a chance to put that together and actually get it.
We're working on it. We haven't forgotten you.
No.
Or anything. And Daniel R. back in the podcast again saying he loved all the acceptance speeches from
Season
9 awards.
That was cool.
And we are talking about doing some fun things for the Season 10 awards.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that there will be.
I just would like to, you know, get Season 10 done. That's kind of my
priority. That's been the major key point for us. We are still working. You know, remember we said that we usually like to have things done several months in advance? Because of the Fairlight situation, we are still hamsters in a wheel.
We are
kind of spinning and scrambling.
Right now, you know, experiencing the ripple effect from that event.
It's still going on.
Almost 6 months later now. Wow.
Yeah, so that's what we are working on. And over the weekend, there was a glitch or a blip.
Oh, yeah, with our store.
Steve was going to mention.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was just some kind of glitch that happened with the code, the HTML code, which has nothing to do with Turner Morrison. Sorry. When people bought the MP3 download for Is God in Pittsburgh, what they ended up with was the showdown. And that's been corrected.
Which is an exceptional episode anyway.
That was a very good episode, but it was from Season 9. So if you were expecting 10.6 and you ended up with 9.09, it's like, what? But it has been corrected, and in fact, I don't know if Lori posted this. It was Lori who first noticed it and experienced it.
Not me, the other Lori on the
message. Other Lori, right. She has received it.
Yes.
And I think that she posted that it came through. So anyway, yeah, we're good now. Janello, the manager of our store, shopcbh.org, she got that taken care of, and she even posted that it was taken care of. So thank you, Janello, for fixing that.
We appreciate that. And I think, does that about wrap it up? We were going to tease something.
Yeah, yeah. There were a couple of things that I still wanted to mention.
Oh, so it's going to still be a little bit of an extended podcast?
Yeah, well, I'll say I'm fast.
Okay.
well, first of all, like we just kind of alluded to, we are now currently finishing up Season 10. I just finished up at the studio yesterday with the last three episodes, the recording session of the last three episodes, and it was a little cool. And this is kind of a teaser. I mean, this is advanced tease for you people. There's a moment where we've got a party. It's almost like a reunion, a class reunion. Well, not a class reunion, but it's really cool.
No, but a reunion.
We've got a lot of people show up who we haven't heard from in quite a while. That's all I'm going to say.
A lot of people. That was a fun episode. Yes. Mr. Fornoff said that was a great episode to write.
Yeah. And for the most part, there are a couple exceptions, but for the most part, we had just about all of those people actually in the studio together. So as a cast and crew, it was a reunion for us, too. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of fun. And Mrs. Ritchie was there with her camera. So I am going to post some photos on the Coleraine Connection blog site of some of those shots that she took, which I haven't seen myself.
Ooh.
So I'm hoping that... that we've got something good to use. I'm sure we do, because she's a pretty good photographer.
She is, and she has her camera everywhere with her. I can attest to that.
So we'll put those shots on there, and maybe that'll be a clue for you if you're wondering who we're going to see, and you know the actors, who go with the voices, if you know who they are.
Yep.
You might be able to sort of, through deductive reasoning, figure out who's going to be there at the end of the season.
Yeah, so. And this is going to be a really big episode.
Yes.
I mean, really, really, really big.
All three of them, all three of these last 10, 11, and 12 are all big in different ways. I don't want to give too much away because, it's me. But,
Steve doesn't do cheesy teasy well unless it's actually official cheesy.
Right.
Teasy.
Officially sanctioned. There was a question also that Daniel R. put on the Steve Odell ? Thread of the Coleraine Connection. I just saw it. I think he just put it up not too long ago.
Okay.
About how I'm doing. And I'm doing fine. Maybe in our next podcast I'll go into more detail about it. But really, thank you so much for the prayers, because I'm telling you, I'm feeling better than I have. And at the same time, the doctors are saying, we're not quite sure what it is. So they haven't given me any treatment or any, even diagnosis. And yet...
But Steve-O's okay.
All by itself, it's like... sort of like getting better, and we've been talking about a year or more that this has been ongoing.
It's not an instantaneous thing.
Right. It's not like I just had a cold or something. It's been going on, and all of a sudden it's kind of just getting better on its own. So keep praying, because I think that must be it. It's really kind of cool.
Yep,
but I'll go
awesome.
Into more detail. I will go into more detail at our next podcast and just explain it a little further.
We will do that.
But I'm not just... making this up. It's actually getting better. So,
well, I thought there was another cheesy teasy we were going to do.
Oh, right. Well, I'll just say this. We have come up with the incentive, the motivation.
As you guys were asking a couple
weeks
ago.
Right, for people to pre-order season 10. We know what it's going to be, and it's not going to be a cast photo.
Nope.
Like a postcard-sized photo like we've done for a couple times. It's going to be something different, and I think... It's pretty exciting.
Yes.
So that's all I'm going to say. We'll talk more about it as we talk about release dates and that kind of thing.
And it is essential. We can say that.
Yes, we'll just say that. It's essential. That's all we'll say.
That's all I'm allowed to say.
Right. Hey, real quick, we've got a couple deleted scenes.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because I've been all long-winded this season, and I've been writing episodes that could span... longer than one episode. It's my
pretty
fault.
Much. Yeah, pretty much. And so there's some really good stuff that we had to make painful cuts once again in episodes 5 and 6. So from the first of these two, Sandcastles and Storms, there was a scene where it was just before John tells the family that they're going to make a side trip to Pittsburgh, where he gets a phone call. You might remember at the end of that first scene, Mary calling saying the phone is for you. Yeah, well, we actually get to hear that conversation that John has. And so let's go ahead and play that right now.
So really, John, the only thing we're waiting for is the parental rights form. We've got the forms that her mother signed before your family came into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to track down her father, and we're good. We think we have a lead. It's a good one, but it's out of state, and that means dealing with other state agencies.
Sure.
We've got to get in touch with someone at their local office to follow up, and... well, I hope it doesn't get too drawn out.
Where is this?
Pittsburgh. Well, just north of there, anyway.
Pittsburgh, huh? Now, listen, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania in the next few days.
I mean, I'm just wondering, just thinking out loud here, but if I were to make a side trip to Pittsburgh, you think that would help the process, you know, speed it up?
You know, it might. Let me do some checking and see if there's a conflict of interest. I'll let you know what I come back with. Right. But having someone there on the ground might just help move things along a little faster.
Okay, then. Well, you let me know, and we'll make arrangements.
All right.
Good.
Wow, that was really cool. There's a familiar voice in there.
Yeah, well, whenever we get sort of like a little thing like that where it's, oh, they're over the phone, you know, like a lot of times it's just hard to find an actor to play something small like that. So I'm like, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
And I kind of in the back of my mind thought, it's going to get cut anyway. So.
Oh, so you knew ahead of time what you were cutting.
Yeah, well, sometimes you do. But anyway, yeah, that you know, it's just one of those, wasn't necessary. You know, you get the idea.
We do understand those.
Right, and in the dialogue that follows that scene, you kind of pretty much get all the facts. But that's just one of those, you know, that kind of adds a little bit of depth.
There's continuity
to the
in there.
Yeah, right.
So
anyway.
Was there anything in 10-6 that came
away? Was
away?
There anything, she asks. Oh, my goodness.
That was 10-6 the really, really long one that we cut, like, a lot of stuff from?
Yes. I'm trying to remember if 6 or 7 was longer. 7 was long also, but we'll be talking about that next time. In episode 10-6, there was quite a bit. And in this scene that we're about to hear, this is really interesting. After Hope finds out that her father has died, oh, by the way, spoiler alert.
if you haven't listened to the episode, you might not want to listen.
Right. After she finds out that her father died, but yet there's still someone who wants to meet with her, she's got, like, obviously really conflicted emotions. And so it kind of plays itself out in a dream. So this is her waking up and how they kind of handle things with Hope as she's kind of upset.
You're dreaming.
What's going on here?
Hope?
Is everyone okay?
Are you all right?
Hope,
no, Hope, honey,
away.
Wake up.
Just,
wake up.
I'll get the light.
It's just a dream, honey. It's us.
There.
See? Now, there we go.
Where are we? Are we at home?
No, no, honey. We're still in Pittsburgh in a hotel. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, you want to talk about the dream?
No.
Well, sometimes it helps, honey. Hearing it out loud makes it not as scary.
No.
You were yelling for someone to leave you alone. Was someone chasing you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. So what do you want to do? Are you ready to go back to sleep?
No! Leave the lights on.
Okay.
It's okay. I just... All right. Someone was chasing me. A guy. A really big guy.
Who was it?
I don't know. I couldn't see his face. He was just really scary. And he didn't leave me alone. He grabbed my hand and I couldn't get away.
Oh, no. Shh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. It's just a dream. Now, don't worry about it, honey. It's all over now.
Yeah, you bet. It's all right, Hope. We're right here. No one's going to get you or take you away. It's going to be fine.
How do you know, though?
Well, I'm sure. It's going to be fine. God is watching over us.
He may be watching over you, but is he watching over me?
Oh, Hope, God loves you too. He really does. It's going to be all right. Oh, it'll be all right.
Okay, yeah. Whatever.
Easy now.
Are you ready to go back to sleep?
No, it's too weird in here.
It sounds like there's only one solution to this.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, it sounds like we're going to have to find an old movie on TV and just stay up and have a late movie night.
Yeah. What? I want to go back to sleep.
Go ahead. Yeah, go on, you go to our bed.
Go on,
it's
Harry.
Not as close to the TV and the lights. Now, we'll keep it down so Haley can sleep, all right? But let's see if we can find a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, this one's a classic. They've got a big trailer that they're towing, and they need to get it up the side of the mountain.
That's right. They're on their honeymoon.
Yeah.
Doesn't she collect rocks or
yes,
something?
Yes, one from each place they've been. That's right.
Listen. Looks like she was ready to go back to sleep.
Oh, poor thing. I hope this goes well.
Yeah, I know. I think it'll break her heart if he rejects her. She doesn't even realize it.
And if he doesn't, ours may break.
It's going to be all right, Mary.
I hope so, John.
And there you go. Some pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, she was being... What? She was being chased by somebody who was really scary.
And didn't Redeemed by God's Love, like, ask if there was dreams that she might be having nightmares to deal with? There were!
Yep, there you go. Of course, I think the dream wasn't like a reality, like a memory-based dream.
No, it wasn't.
Her vivid imagination getting the better of her kind of thing.
And Hope does have a very vivid imagination, if y'all haven't guessed that yet.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, this is a little nugget of trivia. This is like some of that inside scoop. What was my sound effect for the inside scoop? It was like...
That's it, exactly.
I don't even know what a scoop sounds like. But anyway, yeah. The movie that they turn on, you know, that John and Mary are commenting on, they're like, oh, yeah, I remember. It is a classic movie that is for real.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that Lori kind of just like, you know, she just tucked it in there. So she wasn't just like making up the story that they're talking about. That's an actual old, like what, from the 50s?
Yeah, it's
40s or 50s.
Can we say who's in it?
I don't know.
They should be able to look for it. It's a good movie. It's Lucy and Desi.
Yeah.
It's called The Long, Long Trailer.
Before the TV show, I Love Lucy, yeah.
Yes, this was one of the first movies they did together, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we had fun with that, but it obviously didn't hold Hope's attention for very long, because she fell asleep before.
She's tired. She's little. She had a long day.
Exactly. So there you go. And remember, you know, if you buy these MP3s from our store, the retail version, you can, you know, get the full-blown uncut, and it's got more than just these two scenes deleted. I mean, there were quite a few scenes from both of them that got deleted, so there's added value for you. And I think we are at the end, right?
I think we are at the end
this
of podcast this
podcast that was going to be a real quick one. I don't know how it times out now after I edit it. We'll see. But I think that just about does it. To come back next time for a discussion of... episodes 10.7 and 10.8, right?
I think so. That sounds about correct. That would be Mud Pies and Blind Eyes and Ranch Blessings.
One of yours, one of John's. That's kind of cool.
Sounds good, yeah.
One of each. All right, so we'll see you later, guys. Until then, remember, every day needs a little...
goofy animal picture.
Okay. Listen back through the podcast to figure out where we got that one from.
Uh-huh.
All right, guys, we'll see you.
Bye.
Adios.
I'm sure there were people out there who were holding their breath until 10.6 aired.
A highly anticipated episode.
Yes. And do you have any of the reviews in front of you, Mr. O'Dell?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I guess I will just read them. Myself,
no,
then.
We're talking about, are we moving on to 10.6 now?
I think so. I think we're moving as God in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Let me get them up here and we can back up.
Okay.